he added, feeling some additional explanation was called for. Albert glared at him. Shut up. Shutting up right away, sir. And tell me where death is. Death, sir? Said Rincewind, backing against the wall. Tall, skeletal blue eyes, stalks, talks like this. Death. Seen him lately? Rincewind swallowed. Not lately, sir. Well, I want him. This nonsense has got to stop. I'm going to stop it now, see? I want the 8 most senior wizards assembled here, right? In 30 minutes, with all the necessary equipment to perform the rite of Ashk-Ente. Is that understood? Not that the sight of you lot gives me any confidence, bunch of panty wasters, the lot of you. And stop trying to hold my hand. Ooh. And now I'm going to the pub, snapped Albert. Do they sell any halfway decent cat's piss anywhere these days? There's the drum, sir, said Rincewind. The broken drum? In Filigree Street? Still there? Well, they change the name sometimes and rebuild it completely, but the site has been on the site for years. I expect you're pretty dry, eh, sir? Rincewind said with an air of ghastly camaraderie. What would you know about it? Said Albert sharply. Absolutely nothing, sir, said Rincewind promptly. I'm going to the drum, then. 30 minutes, mind. And if they're not waiting for me when I come back, then, well, they just better be. He stormed out of the hall in a cloud of marble dust. Rincewind watched him go. The librarian held his hand. You know the worst of it, said Rincewind. Ooh, I don't even remember walking under a mirror. At about the time Albert was in the mended drum, arguing with the landlord over a yellowing bar tab that had been handed down carefully from father to son through 1 regicide, 3 civil wars, 61 major fires, 490 robberies, and more than 15,000 barroom brawls, to record the fact that Alberto Malik still owed the management 3 copper pieces, plus interest currently standing at the contents of most of the disc's larger strongrooms, which proved once again that an Ankian merchant with an unpaid bill has the kind of memory that would make an elephant blink. At about this time, Binky was leaving a vapour trail in skies above the great mysterious continent of Klatch. Far below, drums sounded in the scented, shadowy jungles, and columns of curling mist rose from hidden rivers where nameless beasts lurked under the surface and waited for supper to walk past.
There's no more cheese. You'll have to have the ham, said Isabel. What's that light over there?
The light dams, said Mort. We're getting closer.
He pulled the hourglass out of his pocket and checked the level of sand.
But not close enough, damn it.
The light dams lay like pools of light, hubwards of their course. Which is exactly what they were. Some of the tribes constructed mirror walls in the desert mountains to collect the disc sunlight, which is slow and slightly heavy. It was used as currency. Binky glided over the campfires of the nomads and the silent marshes of the Tsort River. Ahead of them, dark familiar shapes began to reveal themselves in the moonlight.
The pyramids of Tsort by moonlight, breathed Isabel. How romantic!
Mortared with the blood of thousands of slaves, observed Mort.
Please don't.
I'm sorry, but the practical fact of the matter is that these...
all right, you've made your point, said Isabel, irritably.
It's a lot of effort to go to bury a dead king, said Mort, as they circled above one of the smaller pyramids. They fill them full of preservative, you know, so they'll survive into the next world.
Does it work?
Not noticeably. Mort leaned over Binky's neck.
Torches down there, he said. Hang on.
A procession was winding away from the avenue of pyramids, led by a giant statue of Ofla, the crocodile god, borne by 100 sweating slaves. Binky cantered above it, entirely unnoticed, and performed a perfect 4-point landing on the hard-packed sand outside the pyramid's entrance.
They've pickled another king, said Mort.
He examined the glass again in the moonlight. It was quite plain, not the sort normally associated with royalty.
That can't be him, said Isabel. They don't pickle them when they're still alive, do they?
I hope not, because I read where, before they do the preserving, they, cut them open and remove the,
I don't want to hear it.
All the, soft bits, Mort concluded lamely. It's just as well the pickling doesn't work, really. Just imagine having to walk around with no...
So it isn't the king you've come to take, said Isabel loudly. Who is it, then?